Are there any objections to that, first of all?
Nope.
All right, so 6:02, the meeting's starting, and why don't we all introduce ourselves? Hi, my name's John Miller. I'm on the Utility Advisory Board.
Jocelyn Pease, also on the Utility Advisory Board.
I'm Anthony Larson, Advisory Board.
Bruce Keeling, Advisory Board.
Jeremy Rodriguez, Advisory Board.
Richard Sackler, City Council Liaison.
Okay, let's move right along to the summary notes for October. Has everybody had an opportunity to go through them and see if you agree with them or not?
I went through them. Everything looks good to me.
The one note that I had from my review was in talking about a recommendation for a greater than 5% increase. I think it didn't fully capture the discussion that we were having as to general timing considerations and potentially wanting a little bit of lead time in making that decision. I'm forgetting the city representative that was providing some guidance about that, but I think it hadn't necessarily captured all of the input that we were getting there.
Okay, so as you look at the approval of summary notes, let's see. Right.
It's, I guess, the item 3 and then.
Yeah, the title's kind of misleading here, I think. Stormwater CIP presentation.
Yeah, I think we need another heading.
Subheading there, yeah.
The finance presentation on rates, city finance director. That, I guess, should be a number 4.
Right, because, well, it is actually right underneath that overview history. It says finance presentation on rates, but that heading, business stormwater CIP presentation, is not correct.
So, okay.
Is that what you're saying then, basically?
I thought maybe we lost some formatting or something there for different agenda items. I thought they were
discrete
items.
Okay. So, duly noted. Does anybody else have something they'd like to add?
I guess circling back to my initial comment, I think to capture more of our discussion, I think we'd indicated that we wanted to keep studying and learn more about how we might present a greater than 5% increase. And continue that conversation into next year. I mean, I guess that was my recollection. I don't know if other folks have remembered that differently.
Does anybody else remember that or want to comment on that?
I know that I made the recommendation that we move forward going to City Council so that City Council could have an opportunity over the next year to, kind of approach the situation. I know that Jocelyn had questioned whether it was the right economic climate for it. But I still, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's up for more discussion, but I just think that we've, not necessarily our group, but the city and whatever has sat on this for a little too long. And I think I wouldn't feel good about not continuing with the recommendation, just knowing that this hasn't been approached yet. and with where the finances are headed, I would personally feel irresponsible not giving this some more in-depth, knowing that, you know, we're headed for a bad spot if this doesn't get, dealt with soon. And the fact that this is still going to be a year out before, you know, even if City Council works on it now, this is going to be a year before it gets dealt with, to be moved forward any further. I just would hate to see that this takes even longer. So, I mean, I'm up for further discussion, but I still would like to move forward with the recommendation that the City Council go for a further increase of more than 5% to kind of help the budget out.
Just as a point of order here, we're voting on the summary notes. So, are there any others? We'll take that into consideration, Anthony. Are there any other considerations in terms of the summary notes? I agree with Jocelyn in that I don't think it quite captured what I heard us talk about, and that we wanted to do further consideration about before we approve the 5% increase. That's what I heard from it. So, and I don't see that necessarily reflected in the notes if I'm reading these correctly.
Hey, John,
yes.
In regards to the summary notes, can, I don't know if it's your responsibility, but can we verify that I'm on the mailing list? Because I'm going through, I didn't receive any mail, and I'm 90% sure, and I'm trying to find it through my, make sure I didn't miss it or anything, but just want to make sure I'm on the appropriate mailing list for to receive these notifications.
Okay, I could go check. I'll check on that, okay?
Yeah.
I believe... Yeah, because you're pretty new. You just got accepted, right? You got, okay. So I'll make sure that happens, okay? So check on Jeremy. All right. So do you think we're clear enough, Jocelyn, or everybody else, in terms of what we want to see done to the summary notes so we can move ahead here?
I think so. I think I'm not entirely certain if there's some disagreement with Anthony as to where we left things. And I guess the other piece too that I thought I had understood, and maybe I didn't quite understand it correctly based on our conversation the last time around, was that we couldn't actually bring a recommendation of more than 5% to City Council right now.
Right.
So I think that was sort of the point of saying it would be something that we would just try to understand more about what the appropriate timing is and how we explore that path.
Okay.
By the way, who is responsible for updating these notes?
Amy?
Yeah, that's somebody from our engineering department transcribes and tries to summarize the notes, and I can ask her to go back through and listen to the recording and expand on that section.
Yeah.
And also, Jeremy, I just sent you a test email. That's through our UAB listserv, so if you get it, please let me know or respond. That's the contact we have.
I will do. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so can we move along? Do I hear a motion to approve the summary minutes with the items that we recommend to have be changed?
I'll move to approve the notes.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Who seconded it? Was that Jeremy?
Jeremy.
Okay. So it's been moved and seconded. All in favor? How can we show our vote here, by the way? I don't see a thumbs up or anything here, so. So
we did the TAB meetings, we just kind of gave up a visual.
Okay, yeah, I don't see, I know that when I do, the other one I do Zoom, I have that option. I don't see it here, so. Okay, all in favor, thumbs up. I got my thumb up. And I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 thumbs up. Okay, that's all of us, okay. Any opposed? No, okay. All right, so we've approved the summary notes. Now we're moving along to the financial presentation follow-up on our October meeting. And that would be Lauren, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, so as I understood it, it was just a follow-up. I think everyone wanted a little bit more time to look over the projections before the UAB makes the recommendation to the council to raise the rates, the 5%. And then that was the plan to vote on that this evening. And then we were gonna come back at a later date and kind of come up with a plan for to bring to council for timing of a larger rate increase above the 5%. That is something that I will bring up during our budget process. I can just bring that up at that point. And we can talk about how the UAB is interested in doing more of a rate increase because of the projections. And then the council at that point can discuss maybe a timeline for that and when they think it would be best to go out to vote for that. And then I can come back to the UAB with some models and the UAB can make a recommendation to council later about how much you all think we should raise the rates. And then the council will be the ultimate decision-making authority on putting that out to a vote. Does that make sense?
So, if you could just encapsulate that in a sentence, right? Okay.
So tonight, you guys are going to vote on what you want to, if you want to go forward with recommending the 5% increase for next year, next fiscal year 22.
Okay.
And then at budget time, which is in the spring, I'll discuss with council that UAB discussed that that you all would eventually like to increase the rates more than the 5%. And at that point, the council will start those discussions and we can come probably back and forth on figuring out that final amount to recommend the council.
Okay, so then, are there any questions for Lauren in terms of this? In terms of the justification for a 5% rate increase. Does anybody have questions that you'd like to address to Lauren at this time?
I guess my only question for Lauren would be, so I understand that this recommendation is for the upcoming year. So just for clarification, if we were to say, okay, we want to look at a greater than 5% increase. And well, I mean, what would they come back with potentially?
So in our charter, we are not able to increase more than 5% without going out to a vote.
Right.
And so if we said we wanted, if the UAP said that you wanted to increase more than 5%, they would have to go out to a vote before they could do that. The election would be in May. I don't know exactly the timeline to get something on a ballot in May, but ultimately the council would then have to meet, discuss that, get a ballot measure together to go on the May ballot, and then go from there. But
okay, so I mean, to me, that sounds like that makes more sense to me to go ahead and make the recommendation for the 5%. That gets it into the budget now, gets that money going, and then next budget cycle, you know, they would be prepared for that increase of greater than 5%. If we ask for it now, then they've got a really short window to do something about it, right?
Right. Right.
Okay. And maybe that's what I misunderstood about the last meeting.
Right. I think that makes more sense now. Is I think Councillor Sacklick would like to weigh in on that too.
Yeah, I was just going to say you need a good 4 to 5 months ahead of time to be able to get something on the May ballot. And so you're coming up against the time frame right now between holidays, et cetera, and then you got to write the ballot statement and all that other stuff. So you'd be best to next November.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. Does it make a difference if it's the May ballot or the November ballot for cost to do it?
Well, you know, there's a lot of factors to consider. I think Lance was talking about this a little bit last time. You know, obviously, the economic climate right now, you know, it's hard to get a water rate increase passed in general. If there's a lot of things on the ballot, like a school bond and or parks bond or something like that, then it's harder to pass, obviously, multiple things. Obviously, if there's nothing else on the ballot, it might be easier. Sometimes it's better to go out in a general election. Sometimes it's better to go out in a May election. It's really just dependent on the timing. I'm not the expert on when it would be best, but I'm sure council would discuss like what they think is the best option to move that forward. And it might be that they want to go forward with it next November or the following May or, you know.
And considering, I guess, some scenarios here, like let's say it were to go out to a vote and fail, but we still need the money. I mean, then we just trot it out again the next year and say, look, we really need the money and put it on the ballot again. I mean, is that, I guess I also don't know if I fully understand the cost associated with putting it on the ballot and whether that.
Councillor Sack would like to weigh in.
Yeah, please do.
The cost to put it on a general election ballot, even though like this next November will be like a mid-year ballot, so to speak, at least for the council and the different positions within our city, that's the most cost effective. To do it in May, there'd be charges, more specific charges. November is typically a good time because there's a number of different things on the ballot that the county puts out the voter pamphlet, and we all share in the cost, versus if it's just a couple of things, then the cost goes up significantly. As far as the overall cost of the city, I don't think that's significant. If it really needed to be done in May, the cost of the ballot, in my mind, shouldn't be a gating factor. I think the time to educate the public and want it to pass is what I mentioned in the last meeting. I think we'd need more time to do that. You know, and so I think the November would be probably the best time to do it. And I don't think, you know, by next November, I don't think COVID hopefully will be more under control. The economy will be a little better, at least maybe psychologically. And I think the citizens of West Lynn, as I mentioned last time, would be receptive if they understand everything that's necessary. You know, I think the voters typically, when they're educated, to look at it and go, yeah, it makes sense. We do need to take care of this, you know, for the long term. There'll always be people that are going to complain about any increase, but I don't think the increase that, you know, would apply would be significant to really affect a lot negatively once they see the benefits in the long run. So the education process will be an important part. Whatever council is involved at the time should, you know, I would think would be agreeable to that, and then putting out the education value.
Well, I have a question. I'm sorry, I don't have the projections in front of me from the last meeting, but are we expecting that there will be a significant shortfall in 2023 with or without the 205 project? That was one where it seemed like there was some degree of uncertainty about the timing for that and what the cost would end up being.
Yeah, it looks like In 2023, that's when we would go negative if we continued with all projects. What we would do is we would cut back, obviously, the water line replacements in order to, you know, maintain our fund balance. So we cut the water line replacements from about $1 million to about $500,000. And that way we wouldn't have the issue.
Okay, but it's not just the 205 that's pushing us over the tipping point, right?
Yes.
A number of other projects that are...
Yeah, we have two of them scheduled for 2024 and on, and we have the Highway 43 replacement, or utilities, that's in continuing into 22 and 23, and, you know, just... reservoir seismic repairs, just other water line replacements mostly is what's going on.
And if I may add,
go ahead, Richard. Go ahead.
Now we're in the water board's in the process of doing some new construction at the water board headquarters, new reservoir, a whole new thing that's in their budget, so it's not anything significant, you know, to the contrary of what the finances are now, but it's a major major upgrade, major upgrade that will and should be part of the narrative as to helping push forward an increase, so to speak.
To one of Anthony's earlier points, I have a question, and I'm not quite sure who this is directed to, if it would be Richard or Lauren or Amy. Is it helpful for us to, in recommending a 5% increase now, assuming that's the direction that we go, be also signaling that we think a greater increase would be justified? And that we do want to start talking about that early next year. But I guess I don't know what exactly our recommendation ends up looking like.
I think that's appropriate. And I think that would be really good to have that in your recommendation. You know, something like we recommend at this point a 5% increase for fiscal year 22. However, we recognize that the financial need is there for a larger increase. We would like to explore the options starting in early 2021 and discuss putting a ballot measure up for vote in either November of 21 or May of 22.
Richard?
I think that's a very wise way to go about it, Jocelyn. Because it's starting to set an expectation and an understanding that something needs to be done, and it will be good for them to hear that specifically, and then through council, you know, the narrative in the public will start to generate, you know, the interest, and then the details behind why it's necessary, and so it'll give it more time to basically desensitize, you know, for lack of a better way, public to understand, you know, the value of doing it. So I think that would be a very wise tack to take. I know I would appreciate it as a counselor if I'm still involved with council at the time. I don't.
Okay. Any comments? I'd like to make a brief comment. I do know that in our annual summary in 2018, we did bring that alert people to that fact that by the year 2023 there could be a deficit, and then we might have to go for, you know, a funding mechanism, whether that's a go or a revenue bond, but we have had that in the past put into you know, the year review, and this year review is going to be interesting to put in on paper, because we haven't really met that much, but we're considering the 5% increase, and we're also looking at further, you know, looks like we're going to have a deficit in 2023, and we need to figure out how we're going to pay for things.
More comment, John. Mm-hmm. A good suggestion in this year's report as future challenges, so to speak.
Yeah. Okay.
It'll be like the first heads up.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, we had it in 2018.
I would clarify that to say a deficit if all projects are funded. Just to make more sense there.
Okay. Okay, what we're doing right now is we're considering the 5% increase, though. So, I know at the last meeting, we talked about, we had several people commented on they were ready to make a motion, or actually, that was just, I believe, Anthony, and Jocelyn said, let's wait, I think that's what it was. So, maybe we should move on to does everybody feel comfortable right now in terms of making a recommendation for a 5% increase for the next year? Let's just start with, like, Bruce, go ahead. I saw you shaking your head, but nodding your head, so.
Yes, I think we should. I think we should. I think the earlier we put it out to the community, and that's a better step for later on in the future. So I think that's the right step to take.
Okay. Why don't we move along to Anthony?
Yeah, I would recommend that we put out for the 5% now, with also the, you know, the knowledge moving forward that we're going to look for something greater in the coming year.
Okay. And let's see, you've got Jeremy, or I don't care who goes next, Jeremy or Jocelyn.
Yeah, I would also recommend the 5% with the understanding of the necessity for an increase in future years.
Okay. And Jocelyn?
Yep, I would support that as well. I think to clarify, I would have been fine with moving forward with that at the last meeting. I think the point on discussing further is how we are messaging the need for an additional increase. And I think based on our conversation here today, I do think that would be a good idea to also signal that in our recommendation, that we do think an increase greater than 5% would be justified to fund, to be able to continue funding essential projects for the city. But that for now, we're recommending the maximum 5% increase to help meet that need.
Okay. Excuse me as I try to juggle this PDF here. I'm just going to look at my, I have a small little 8.5 by 11 and I can barely read this. So, but I'm looking at water fund projection, all projects, 5%. And it does indeed show a deficit of 589, if I read that correctly. I can barely read that. I recommend also, I think I'm in favor of the 5% increase. I would like to just give one caveat here about the going for a bond or whatever the funding mechanism is going to be. Maybe it's just an increase in water rates. I don't know. But I know I was on the board in 2012, and there could be a buy-in in terms of people on the board having to participate or being asked to participate in terms of, getting a bond passed or a revenue bond passed or whatever, and going out and speaking to neighborhood associations. So just be aware of the fact that that could be down the road and that there could be some time involved on your part, our parts. Okay, so... with that, do I hear a motion to approve a 5% rate increase for, and help me, Lauren, on this, is it 2021? the fiscal year 2021, or is that 2021 through 23? So
it's fiscal year 22. So it starts in July 21.
Yeah, I get a little confused because we're supposed to recommend by January the 1st, but okay. So it's 21-22 that we're looking at here.
It's fiscal year 21-22.
Okay, would somebody like to make a motion for that?
Okay, so.
Jocelyn?
I so move. I think someone else was trying to also weigh in, but I.
Okay.
Sorry, I talked over you.
Was that Anthony? I couldn't tell.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, Anthony, go ahead.
Yeah, I move that we make the recommendation.
For a 5% rate increase, then? Okay. Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you. So it's been moved and seconded to approve a 5% rate increase for fiscal year 21-22. Discussion. Am I doing this right, by the way? Robert's rules, is this right? Discussion now? Any discussion? Okay. So all in favor signify by putting a thumbs up for a 5% increase. And it looks like we have a unanimous vote here of 6-0. I'm sorry, 5-5. And Ed's not here. Okay. All right. So at 6:33, we're moving on to the UAB annual report. And basically, I never received last year's, by the way, but I have some draft forms that I could buy. Lauren, is that Lauren's group? Okay. I could fill out and send everyone a draft, okay? And in it, I would say that, we looked at, because of the limitations of this year and COVID and stuff, that we really weren't able to meet very often, that we approved the 5% rate increase, and we're taking a look at how we could come up with more money next year or down the road. So I'll try to draft that. Would somebody like to help with that or even do that? Yeah. Okay, I'll send the draft out to you, okay? And then you tell me what you think about it. And if you'd like to see any additions or subtractions or whatever. It's basically, it puts down our meeting times, what were our accomplishments, what are the challenges. Obviously, the challenge is going to be coming up with more money and goals for next year, which I believe we've heard tonight would be at least finding another way to fund the water. So that's pretty. Anybody have any other comments about the annual report? So I'll send you out a draft, and you let me know, and I have to get it in by December the 9th, I believe, beginning of December. Okay, let's see. The next thing is future UAB meeting schedule. Our next meeting would be December the 9th, if we chose. And then after that, there would be January the 12th, which is a Tuesday, of course. And then the next date open would be 2-9. So maybe we could ask Amy, what do those dates look like in terms of us being able to accomplish some things in terms of a new council and that kind of thing?
Assuming that there's something to discuss, well, first, we usually only meet every other month.
Right.
We kind of ramped it up, but assuming that there's something to discuss, it's fine for December 9th. John, I think your term in Amit's expire at the end of this calendar year, so we would have two vacancies, and those won't be filled until the new council is sworn in. So January is probably not a good meeting time, so probably wouldn't be until February.
So February would be our next date to meet.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you'd want to have a discussion if you want to actually meet monthly, if you think there's stuff coming up, or if you want to go back to the every other month. With the discussions about maybe going out to the voters, it might make sense to meet monthly to kind of square up whatever plan you're thinking there.
Okay, so then our next meeting should be February the 9th, then.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we make a motion for that, or can we all just say yes, February the 9th, okay? All right, so that moves us right along to capital project update.
So I don't have a lot here. We are actually out to bid with phase two of our water system replacement project. We talked about that last time. That's in the Springcrest Condo Association. We're replacing their entire water system. Along Merrillhurst Circle, we're replacing the old AC line. And then along Hillcrest, we're replacing line. Bids are due, I believe, December 1st, and we'll evaluate them with possibly going to council for approval of that contract around the 14th of December. Any contracts of that size have to go to council for final approval. So that's our plan for that, with actual construction this spring. Our Highway 43 waterline replacement is kind of slowly chugging along since the Metro Transportation Bond did not pass. There's not any anticipation for the full length of Highway 43 to be improved at this time. It's going to be a short corridor, but the intent of the Highway 43 waterline replacement is to use an old steel 24-inch line that Lake Oswego gave to the city. It was their old supply line before they upgraded their water treatment plant, and to slip line that with a new water line along 43 to reduce the amount of cut-ins and disruption along 43 for that water line work. We have 50% design. Our consultant's actively working on that, and we're anticipating going to bid for that project sometime in the spring. We are continuing to move forward with that, even though Highway 43 scope has been reduced, knowing that in the next few years, hopefully we can go out for Highway 43 actual construction, street construction. And then if you've been down to the old Main Street, Willamette Falls Drive has continued to kind of chug along. They do have the final lift of asphalt on most of the streets. Some of the side streets are still waiting to be paved. They got some striping in, and now it's more the final touches, the striping, the trees will be going in. We're waiting on streetlights. There's PG's kind of holding up the project for some of those finishing touches as they go and set poles and things like that. So it's continuing to go along. Other than that, for development projects, if you've been along Salama, you've probably recognized that the old Sloop property, which we call the Bland Circle subdivision, it's a 25-lot subdivision, is getting closer to completion of their public improvements and should be hopefully paving weather-dependent in the next couple of weeks, and then you'll start to see them go vertical. Any questions about other projects that may be out there that you guys have noticed and have just some questions about?
When do you expect the Willamette neighborhood, that project, to be completed then? Because I ride my bike through there all the time, you know, and I always go off on the side street and stuff. When I didn't hear you say any specific date or anything.
It should be done by the end of this calendar year. The cycle tracks are in, and you are able to use them now. So you can.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty much all of the hard surfaces are in now. It's just more of the beautification stuff of striping and things like that for the parking areas. But the actual cycle tracks are in and fully usable. We are seeing a little bit of encroachments from the restaurants kind of going out into the right-of-way and encroaching into those cycle tracks, but we're working to educate them to get them back onto the sidewalk to the extent that that's appropriate.
Okay. Okay, seeing as there are no other questions about capital improvement projects, is there any other business? Okay. So, go ahead, Josh.
Question, just to confirm, we have no need for a meeting in December. Is that right?
I don't believe so, no.
That's my understanding too. I just wanted to confirm that.
Yeah, I will send out a draft of the year summary, okay? And then I'll look at the, you can make comments, and then I'll send it into the city when I receive input from everybody, okay? So I don't think we need to have a meeting for that. And we can, go ahead, Jocelyn. What was your...
Nope, I was just flashing an okay, thumbs up.
Oh, okay, all right. All right. Is there anything else? Okay. Well, does anybody want to make a motion to adjourn the meeting tonight?
I can move.
Okay, it's been moved. Do I hear a second?
I will second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor of adjourning the meeting, say aye or thumbs up. Thumbs up. Okay, Jocelyn, you're working on some kind of streak on making the motion to adjourn the meeting. I looked through some of the comments. I think you've gotten every one lately, so, okay.
All right, well, I'll give someone else a turn next time.
Okay, all right, well, thank you, and hey, we'll see, everybody have a great New Year and all that stuff, Christmas and all that, and we'll see you in February, okay?
Stay safe out there.
Happy New Year. Stay safe.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night, all.